Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Okay, let's set up. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We have a great show planned for you this evening. I'm excited, and I trust that you all are excited as well. And you don't know yet who we have as our featured guest, and it always gives me great pleasure and honor to introduce our featured guest for the evening. We're going to encourage, want to do a little bit of housekeeping, and I want to encourage all of you all to go in and check out our website at drjessewalker.com. As a matter of fact, we're having the website under some construction because we're going to soon be moving over to a new website. So that's something that you definitely do not want to miss. You know, it's going to be historical because we have been out there for such a long time that it's very important that you follow with us, so that you too can be a part of our historical moves that we're making. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you want to listen live, you simply call in at 347-857-1769. If you want to listen by way of the internet, you just simply go to drjessewalker.com. or drjessewalkerinc.com. Either one of those will get you in. We have now over 10,000 people a month that visit the website. We have some very exciting things. My book is out there, and we're encouraging entrepreneurs to stop by and check us out because one of the things that I want to do with this programming is give entrepreneurs an opportunity to promote their business over the air at no charge at this time. So if you know someone that's in a business, you know someone that's trying out there to conduct their business, then please let them know that we're out here. Let me go ahead and bring in at this time my co-host just before we get into some more stuff about tonight's broadcast and just before we bring on our featured guest for the evening. My co-host is Joshua Jackson. He's a student at Florida Memorial University. He's doing such an outstanding job. Let me tell you, I've known him now just over about 6 weeks, and he's a prodigy of mine. And let me tell you something, I'm sure it's not very long before he takes off and springs forward into some of his own ventures that he wants to pursue. But for the time being, we're certainly enjoy having him as part of this broadcasting team. And we're going to do everything that we can to see that he's successful, highly successful. So without further ado, let me bring in Joshua. Joshua, welcome to the show this evening. You're live.
How you doing, Dr. Walker? I'm doing good. I'm in a lot of stress right now because we got finals coming up. But I know if God is with me, everything will be good. And I keep studying, doing my work, and I keep listening to your mentorship to get through this, everything will be all right.
You know what? I feel you there. I do. I've got some finals coming up with, I don't know why I decided to go on to law school, but I got some finals coming up and I feel you. And you know what? If we do our part, I have confidence that God would do his part. And I like what you said. You're going to do your part and he'll do the rest. Let's go ahead. We've got a very exciting guest with a lot of energy, And I mean, I have been looking, I met her several months ago. And let me tell you, she has a lot of energy, and you're going to hear that energy tonight. Her name is Mrs. Tanya Burke. We'll look at her as Mrs. Burke this evening, and we're going to go ahead at this time and welcome Mrs. Burke to tonight's broadcast. Mrs. Burke, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. This is Tanya. How are you?
I'm doing just great, and my co-host is going to say hello to you as well.
How you doing today?
Joshua, I am good. I am so excited. I have been looking forward to this opportunity since the day I met Dr. Walker.
Great. Yes, yes. We are glad to have her. And I can tell you now, you know, there's an old saying that leave the people wanting more. And, you know, I can tell you, after we get some information from Ms. Burke this evening, I can assure you the people are going to be wanting more. So, Ms. Burke, I'm going to ask you now in advance. We usually ask this towards the end of the show when we're having an exciting show. Can the people expect you to come back for parts 2 and 3 of some for some upcoming shows? I just want to get it out there now.
So you just want to go ahead and do that to me right now, Dr. Walker?
Yes, I do, because okay. I know the people are going to be there. You're going to leave people wanting more. So I already know that. So I figured, you know what, before the producers send me these threatening messages, I thought I'd go ahead and ask you
right
up front.
I tell you what, for you, I would do that. And for the people, I would be more than happy to do that. It's my pleasure. Trust me.
All right, Joshua, you're my witness. She has at least committed to doing at least a couple more shows.
We're going to contact you.
Yes,
I know you are, Joshua. I know.
Yes. So, listen, the shows go by so fast that what we want to do is we want to get right to tonight's story. We want to get right to tonight's story. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen that are listening around the world, I want to tell you, don't be too hard on the characters in tonight's story. You know, we often make a disclaimer show that the opinions that are expressed on the Dr. Walker Show are the opinions of our callers, the host, the co-host, my featured guests, and it does not necessarily reflect, you know, the same thought process as the host, co-host, or the people who are my featured guests. And we respect everybody's opinions, even when we respectfully agree to disagree. The information that is presented over the airwaves is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. None of the information that we're presenting is for legal or psychological information. If you're in need of those services, we ask that you contact the appropriate field in that area that you need. Having said that, now we can go with, why is it so difficult for people to be honest? That's the billion-dollar question. Why is it so difficult to be honest? Tonight's characters are Kathy and Lawrence. You want to remember these two forever. Lawrence was indeed the man of the hour in any arena where he frequented. After coming off of a 2-year serious relationship of being dumped by his latest and most precious love, Lawrence decided to craft his skills by not letting any other woman on the planet steal his heart. As a result, he made the decision to be back on the dating scene with absolutely no intentions of falling in love, or so he thought. That is until along came Kathy, a woman with heavenly beauty, out of this world brains, and yes, a body that causes men to drool. Kathy and Lawrence met through a mutual friend who knew that Lawrence was heartbroken from his recent lost love. Lawrence fell immediately for Kathy, and so did she in terms of falling for him. Lawrence, unfortunately, was up to his scheme to not fall in love because he was still in love with his ex, who did not compare to the beauty and everything else he found in Kathy. Now, when Kathy made her inquiries into the type of man she was looking for, Lawrence, of course, did everything he possibly could to alter the truth. That's right, this brother altered the truth to her because he wanted so much to be with her. Without hesitation, she thought Lawrence to be the absolute man of her dreams that she had been waiting, and not only waiting for, she had been praying for. And I warn all of you all, these stories are inspired by true stories. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. 3 months into their relationship, she popped the question to him to engage her. To his surprise, he accepted and felt he was irresistible. Yet he had an ego. They did, in fact, become engaged. This lasted for 6 weeks before Lawrence was in communication with his lost love. That's right. He started communicating with his ex, making plans to try and get together with her. Well, his plans worked as he began seeing both women and only becoming confused. Well, somewhat confused because he really didn't know how to tell Kathy that he was going back to his ex-lover. So 8 months later, while Kathy is making wedding plans, that's right, Kathy's now making wedding plans for the future. Lawrence is still living a lie, having her thinking that he's going to marry her. He's having this woman think that he's going to marry her. And now, that is some serious stuff that's going on with him. Now, when in fact, he had now proposed to his ex. Lawrence has a little guilt. He has just a little bit because he's seen how much Kathy is really in love with him, and he's not feeling the same way despite her beauty, her brains, and her body. When a man loves a woman, that is really hard for any woman on this planet to compete with, regardless of who she is, regardless of how beautiful she is, how much brain she has, and the body that Drew calls a man to Drew. It doesn't matter because when his heart is somewhere else, his heart is there. That infatuation may only last for a season, but when his heart is somewhere else, be warned. Tonight, Mrs. Burke, we start our question with you. Why can't Lawrence have both women and simply just disengage them? And why is it so difficult for people to be honest?
First of all, Lawrence needs to get himself together. Sounds to me like Lawrence wants to have his cake and eat it too. You can't do that. He needs to be honest. He knows how Kathy feels about him. He knew that. I don't understand why men find it so difficult to be honest about something like that.
Okay.
He can't be engaged to two women, Dr. Walker.
Why not, though? That's not against the law, is it?
It might not be against the law, but morally it's wrong. You wouldn't want somebody to do that to you and have your heart on the line like that.
I agree, but we're talking about Lawrence here, and then you say, why do men?
See, Dr. Walker? Lawrence is going to get a lot of people in a whole lot of trouble.
Okay.
Lawrence is going to get a lot of men in trouble. Because you wouldn't want Lawrence, let's take Lawrence. Lawrence wouldn't want Kathy to do that to him. It's a lot easier because he's the one that's doing it. But if somebody turned around and did that to him, he wouldn't appreciate that.
He wouldn't. But then, couldn't he have done this because he was hurt by his ex? That's the woman that he really loved. And just so happened,
you
know.
That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. No, make a decision.
Make a decision.
Don't be double-minded. Make a decision.
But he did make a decision at some point when he got dumped by his ex that he met this girl, he met Kathy through a mutual friend, and then can he help that he's still in love with his ex? That's the thing that some people don't realize. You can still be desperately in love with your ex even though you have gotten into a new relationship. We're going to ask you to stand by just a second, Ms. Burke. Let me go to Joshua real quick. Joshua, I mean, you know, not that we're picking on Lawrence here, not that we're not being sensitive to what Kathy's going through. It's wrong, but it's not illegal. Joshua,
no,
give me your thoughts on that.
I don't understand how she would have even took it that far to ask him to marry him. Her? Wait, I'm so confused. What? How can she bring herself to love somebody that much that he couldn't see her true beauty and ask her the question? So first of all, I feel like she should have asked herself, like, wow, we've been together for so long, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe I'm wrong. So, see, this is a sensitive topic.
So, I mean,
Joshua,
you're wrong.
Joshua, you're wrong. Let me tell you why you're wrong, Joshua. Because when she decided to get down on her knees and propose to him, he had the option of saying yes and or no. But
that
he chose to say yes. And that's the problem. So, yes, in this day and age, women do ask men for their hand in marriage. I'm a little old school. I believe in he who finds a wife, finds it a great thing. But in Kathy's case, she said, will you marry me? Lauren said yes. He could have said no. She didn't make him say yes. True?
That's true. That is correct. But he wanted that.
So
it was like Chasm and Delilah. That man wanted that woman.
I don't care if he wanted that woman or not. If he is still, let's say, okay, he found his true love. He realized he really wanted to be with her. I do not begrudge him that. I understand the heart wants
right.
what the heart wants.
Right.
But man
right.
up. Put your big boy pants on. Man
uh-huh.
up. And make a decision. Say, you know what, Kathy, as much as I love you, I found myself A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Whatever you need to do to tell her that, you need to tell her that and be honest and then go on with your life and go back to the one that you said has your heart. But you got to be a man about it. You got to man up. You can't sit there and string two women along and then start singing, woe is me.
So tell me then, Ms. Burke, in your opinion, why is it so difficult, just not just Lawrence and not just generally men, but why is it so difficult for people to be honest? That's tonight's topic. Why is it so difficult for some people to be honest?
I think if you're talking about, because you can take so many different aspects. If you start talking about a husband and his wife, and let's say that, for God knows, there's some infidelity in their marriage. Maybe it was a mistake. I don't know. I wasn't there. But then you don't want to leave your spouse, but then you don't want to hurt your spouse because you know that person better than anybody else, and they might not be able to deal with that. One or two things could happen. You don't want to hurt that person because you really do love them, or you are afraid of the consequences that can happen as a result of your infidelity.
Okay, so either way, you're living a lie. Either way, you're not being honest because you know you've had this affair out here. And then the thing about some people, when they have a taste of it, then it seems exciting. Because the minute sometimes that wife gets on that man's nerves, he remembers that taste in his mouth, his taste in his spirit, and he wants to venture back to that comfort, what he feels to be at the time, that comfort zone. So what does he do? He dibbles and dabbles, as the older generation would probably say. He dibbles and dabbles. So then he gets confused. But he begins to tolerate the frustrations that he once had with his wife because he starts to block her out. Is he not living a lie? Or vice versa, the woman can do it.
Yes, he's living a lie, but Dr. Walker, that's the problem, though. That's the part
yes.
of not being, goes along with not being honest. He needs to
exactly.
be honest with himself. He needs to be honest
right.
with himself. That's not helping anybody.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. So Joshua, why do you find that for some people, it is so difficult to be honest? I mean, just tell the truth. Why can't they just fit in? And we welcome the comments that will come in as well. We didn't get the comments last week's show, but we're going to try to get some comments tonight. Joshua, why is it so difficult in your opinion?
Because sometimes they feel like they're saving the other person's feelings, honestly, by telling them a lie, avoiding the situation from everybody finding out, just to spare people's feelings. And honestly, that's when they, like our co-host said, we need to look in our mirror and say, okay, I know I'm not supposed to be doing X, Y, and Z, A, B, C, because it's wrong and it will hurt the person you're supposed to be with overall. So that's when I came back to the situation of her wanting to marry him. If these problems are still going on, that means they had to start somewhere. So they didn't start when she wanted to marry him. So I'm like, okay, you didn't see any signs, anything for you to want to question him back then? That's where I was confused. Like, it got that far along before you started at least asking questions, because women are smart. They catch on to everything. So that's what I was just coming
yes,
up
we
with
do.
That.
Yeah, well, Ms. Burke, do they catch on to everything? And not all the time, though, because you know why? This guy, Lawrence, is so smooth that somewhere along the way he came along, and remember, Kathy said this was the absolute, she said absolute man of her dreams. And then here it is 8 months, and she's making those wedding plans. Now, what young ladies that you know that you've probably seen, Ms. Burke, and let me ask you this question. Haven't you seen some young ladies and older ladies that you perhaps know or know about that have, you just know that that's not the relationship that they should be in or even pursuing?
I, I agree with you 110%. The thing is, though, the question was, why do people find it so difficult to be honest? And Kathy's saying,
yes.
I'm not saying that I agree with her decision to go and ask Lawrence for his hand in marriage only after
right.
eight months. But like I said, Lawrence had a decision to make. He could have said yes, or he could have said no.
Right.
So he wasn't being honest with himself. And that's how we got into this. He wasn't
right.
being honest with himself. And I'm not even saying that it's a problem for him to love who he wants to love. I completely understand that. But he should have went back. He should have had a conversation with Kathy. He should have sat her down. They should have had a conversation. And he should have just manned up and told her the truth, even though it was going to hurt. He owes her the truth, whether she asked him or he asked her.
Joshua, let me ask you this question. And we want to go to the phone lines as well. You all can press 1 to get in here. We will certainly to entertain your call. Joshua, how easy, let me just ask you to put on this hat out here now, how easy when a person, and not to say that you do, but for a person to perhaps has gotten caught up into lies and the scheme of things and being a narcissistic person or arrogance, how easy is that for them to go and just to sit down and have a civil conversation with somebody and say, you know what, Kathy, I got to be perfectly honest with you. How can he look her in the eye and tell her that, knowing how much this woman is in love with her? Exactly.
Wow.
Go ahead, Joshua, though.
Dr. Walker, that's a hard
one. I know it is.
I'm going to wear the hat.
I got that thing. Go ahead.
You
can wear the hat. Go ahead.
It hurts because you don't want to tell the person honestly, and that's where it comes down to the looking in the mirror. So that's why I have
right.
to say I agree, because we don't want to look in the mirror and say, okay, I'm messing up. We just go avoid the problem. And I got to speak for myself, because we are online, Dr. Walker. We have a lot of listeners who, you know. So I have
right.
to make sure that I can handle the problem like, hey, okay, I messed up. Because even my personal relationship, I can't lie to her too long. She's smart. She catch me anything I think I'm doing. So that's why I'm saying it's better to tell the truth, because everybody makes mistakes. It just depends on how many you make. And that's when it's like, ooh, okay, I don't know if I want to invest my time in you anymore.
But
yeah, I think the thing is, I understand we all make mistakes, but you need to learn from your mistakes. If you're going to keep repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again, if it's a relationship, and then keep
yes,
expecting people to forgive you and just keep letting you do it, that's not going to work.
That is brilliant information that you're presenting, Ms. Burke. That is absolutely, I agree with that 110% as well. You know, but the question is, we got to get to the core of why would a person do that? Why would they get to this point? You tell one little lie, and now you got to tell a multitude of other lies just to cover that lie that you told. And that becomes the hardest thing. Now this guy, you know, I mean, after 8 months, I cannot see him breaking this girl's heart. She done told everybody. She done put it all over Facebook. So that's going to be a pretty thing. We're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. We're going to go to the phone line. We're going to go to 954-206. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air line.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, can you help us make some sense out of this? Why is it so difficult for people to be honest? I mean, is anything wrong with what Lawrence is doing? He's not married.
Well, I totally agree with both your co-host and your featured guest about, you know, the reasons. Because maybe he doesn't want to hurt her feelings, and I guess people do that. Whether male or female, they do that so as to not hurt the person's feelings. They go into avoidance, maybe, not knowing how the outcome is going to be. But what I have to say is that Larry is an idiot, because he just doesn't realize. Yes, he's an idiot, because he doesn't realize that what goes around comes around. Okay? Also, he didn't stop to understand or to realize that his ex dumped him for a reason in the first place. And although right now it seemed nice and fresh to him that she took him back, what happens later on when she decided to dump him again? What is he going to do? You know, So I think he's really walking on very thin ice, because it's going to break one of these days. And hopefully when it does, Kathy won't be there to pick up the pieces. Hopefully she will have already found out that he's a trickster and that she would have moved on, you know? So that's what I had to say about him.
Okay, well, we'll stand by just for a second, but I do want to say this in response to what you said. See, that's why he's just kind of playing it out. The smooth guys, they just kind of play it out. That's why he's kind of holding on to Kathy, just perhaps as an insurance policy, just in case his ex decides to break up with him again. And that is, I know that seems wrong, but he's holding on. I mean, you know, Joshua, we're going to bring you in here just for a second, Joshua. Joshua, don't you think that some people, it could be men or women, have this as an insurance policy just in case I get dumped again down the road?
Honestly, yes. They test the waters to see how far they can go, and if the waters are safe, they can come back to their safe zone. Once they figure out the sharks in the water and it's just a hard life out there cheating on somebody else, you try to go back to the home, and it's not like that. You can't play with people's feelings like that.
No, that is so true. That is true. We can't play with people's feelings like that, but it happens every day, all day. Mrs. Burke, we're going to bring you back in here now. These are things that are happening. This is not new. This happens every single day. All of us see it. And so, but what can be done about it? Because people are not being honest. Every person, well, I shouldn't say every, because I haven't taken the survey on every person, but people are out here that are actually, the man is trying to get the woman. So he's got to do everything. If she tells him, you know, I like a guy who opens the door for me. I like a guy who, you know, doesn't do certain things, X, Y, Z. That man, as he listens to her, he's going to model himself temporarily to meet those standards of what she likes. He's going to call her, you know, his sweetheart. He's going to do all of these things. And then when he gets her, the real him comes out. And vice versa, it happens with women too. You know, so we're making a good impression. Where do we go wrong? Where do we go wrong?
When we start out not being our true selves, I think
perfect.
It's okay to I think it's okay to do those things that you, to model those things that you care about a person. You want to be able to give them those things. I think that's okay. I don't think it's a bad thing. But at the same time, you got to hold true to who you really are. Because my grandmother used to always say, the true you is going to come out.
Right.
It's going to come out. But, you know, it's a maturity level for me, I think. I think it's a maturity level. You have to decide what you want, who you want, and be honest about it, because at the end of the day, it's going to come out. And if you love that person as much as you say you love that person, whether it's a man, whether it's Lawrence or Kathy, myself, whomever, if you genuinely love that person, you need to be honest. Because when everything comes, when it boils down to it, that person has been on your side, stood by your side through everything. Do you really want to take him or her down that road? It's not worth it.
Well, see, unfortunately, that's what happens in so many relationships. Let's just say now the guy starts dating. Let's go with Kathy and Lawrence again. Lawrence starts dating. He has his own apartment. He invites Kathy over. He goes and he gets this food that he had actually somebody make for him. He brings it in and he puts it in his pots and pans and he warms it up through his oven and microwave and so forth. And he sets the table and he dims the lights. He puts on the soft music. He has his wine there, you know, even if it's non-alcoholic champagne, if he doesn't drink or whatever. But he has everything there that would turn a woman, well, is assumed to turn a woman on. And then she says, wow, this is really good. This food is great. And he says, well, you know what? I cooked it just for you. The brother can't even cook. But he tells her, I cooked this just for you. And so that woman, now Ms. Burke, she thinks she has a cook on her hand. This brother can't even fry a cheeseburger or a grilled cheese. So now,
I hope it's good. That food is good.
That food was good that night.
I understand him going out of his way doing that for her. That's a nice thing. That's a little jokey joke, but he can always come back and say, you know what, babe, I really didn't make that, but I really wanted you to have a nice dinner, and I wanted you to enjoy it. You can get past that. That's small.
That's small?
That's
you think that's small?
You can get past that.
But
I mean,
why
as far as the dinner is concerned.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. But why couldn't he have just been honest in the beginning and say, no, I didn't cook this? Because he wanted to make a good impression. Because when she's thinking that he cooked this, it's almost like it's special because he put his hands into it, she's thinking. And it's special.
Well,
this guy is really awesome. That's to impress that woman.
He didn't tell her that, Dr. Walker, because he needs to ensure that he gets a second date. So I'm not hating on him for that.
Okay,
all right. He got to make sure he gets a second date.
But, Ms. Buggy, you're confusing me now, because if you're saying that that little lie is okay, then what happens when down five dates down the road when, you know, he told you that he wants to give you his grandmother's ring because his grandmother said that when you find the woman of your dream, give her the ring. And that ain't even his grandmother's ring.
No, see, that's totally different. Remember what I said. I said he has to tell her the truth after that dinner's over that he did not make that dinner. At the beginning, he wants to tell her that, that's fine. But throughout that date, he needs to say, babe, I really didn't cook that dinner, but I really wanted you to have something nice to eat, and I didn't want to mess it up. So he has to tell her. I'm not telling him not to tell her.
Right, right, right. I agree with that. Jocelyn, how likely is it, in your opinion? Let's just go. Let's keep it real here. In your opinion, Joshua, how likely is it that this dude is going to actually tell her that he, when that lady made that big fuss over his dinner, over what she thought he cooked, there is no way he's going to really tell her the truth. I already know.
Yeah, he was too hyped. She was too hyped up. If she was hyped up like that, like, oh, I cooked for you, I'm like, oh my goodness, what did I just do? Okay.
Wow.
It happened.
Guys, really? Is it that difficult to tell the truth about a dinner?
Yes, Ms. Burke. Yes. Because
okay,
he
so
wants to get me in good.
So
this is why we're having this conversation. If I'm going to have a problem out of Kevin telling me about the food, we have a serious problem. About some gravy and biscuit? Wow.
Listen, when that man is trying to... Go ahead, Joshua.
I have to do another show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I already told you
that's
why I asked you at the top of the hour. And, you know, we're going to take some of the other calls and we're going to take comments as well that are coming in. And let me just say, Ms. Burke, that is why I'm telling you it is so difficult, because when that man wants that woman, he's going to do whatever, you know, whatever it takes within, and sometimes it's not within reason. He wants that woman. He becomes that predator. And he's going to do whatever it takes. And she won't find out until she starts spending that time with him, more time with him. But he's on his best behavior. Oh, my man. And you read the stories all the time. We see it on the news all the time. How did this guy, I mean, even, you know, and I hate to mention some of the news, but this man who just killed the man the other day, they talking to his ex-girlfriend, and she says he was so nice to me and everything. And the dude went off. Look at him. How do we know who a person really is until we spend that time, almost like living with them. But the man that you get or the woman that you get, you know, when it's dishonest, the one problem, and you said it earlier on, Ms. Burke, and that is that lie, like your grandmother, you said, the truth will find you out. It will catch up with you. And I may be paraphrasing. And why is that so important? Why can't people understand that? Why can't they understand that? And how did our grandparents know that? But then in this generation, when you're telling these young people, why they don't get it? Why?
They want what they want. People, we live in a microwavable society. People want what they want when they want it. And they don't think about the consequences of it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that, you know, people won't make mistakes. I get that. I make mistakes all the time. But you got to be willing to rectify your mistakes. You need to be honest. If you're out there lying every time you open your mouth and you're lying about something just to get what you want, you're going to fall. It's only a matter of time. You're going to fall. That is not a way to live your life.
Okay, I certainly agree. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You want to speak to the host, the co-host, or my featured guest for the evening, press 1. We're going to also take some calls. comments that have come into the studio. In fact, let's go to one of the comments that have come in right now. This male writes in, he says, I think men and women are basically the same when it comes to honesty. We all want to fit in and make it feel good, even when it is for the moment, just like with Kathy and Lawrence. What do you think of that, Mrs. Berg? We just want to fit in. And this is coming from a male's perspective. He said men and women are the same.
Listen, when it comes to the lying part, he might have a legitimate claim there. I'm not saying that women lie more than men or men are lying more than women. We all have the potential to tell the lies, but at the end of the day, whether you want to fit in or not, that still doesn't make it right what you're doing. It doesn't make it right. It just doesn't. You need to be honest. You need to put yourself in the same position as the person has put you into. You don't want somebody lying to you, taking away your choices or taking away my choices. I'm going to make it personal. Don't take my choices away based on your lie or your innate ability to tell the truth.
Okay. You know what? Let me put myself out there just for a second. If I were asked the question, have I always been honest with myself? The answer is no. Have I always been honest with other people in relationships? The answer is no. You know, no. And then the question becomes, why haven't I always been honest? Can I use the excuse that I'm human? I'm only human, as we all might say. But then, or did I want what I want because I was selfish? Probably. And maybe not knowing it at the time. So let me begin with let me also go out to my co-host, Joshua. Have you, and I'm not asking anybody to incriminate themselves, but Joshua, have you always been honest with yourself?
Honestly, no. Because
have you been honest? Go ahead.
Sometimes we don't try to accept the fact, and that's when people turn to other things, turn to other people, because the other person won't make them feel as bad probably as their spouse, who's going to be more active on them. So they find someone who will sit there and defend them and just cope with their problems. That's why people turn to other people. But it's something in us. We try to start blaming other things. It's an ongoing process of just negativity on yourself because you don't want to accept the accountability of what your actions took place to, honestly.
Okay. All right. Then have you been honest in all relationships? Joshua, would you say you have always been honest in all relationships? If your significant other is listening, Joshua, we're not asking you to incriminate yourself.
Yeah, don't do it, Joshua.
Don't do it, son.
You say you already did it, Joshua? Okay. Don't do it. Ms. Burke, now we shift to you. Ms. Burke, we got to ask you this question since I don't put myself out there. But I'm reformed now. There's such a thing. Mrs. Burke, have you always been honest with yourself? Mrs. Burke, be honest with that.
That's Joshua laughing at me in the background. Let me put y'all to rest.
I have always
been honest, and people don't always like what I have to say. Ask my family members that. I've always been honest in my dealings and in my relationships. Was I always happy about being honest? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because like Joshua said, it's not a good place to be in. But I have been honest. It's not a good place to be in. Yes, I am honest. Because I don't want you to come back to me and say, but you told me A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No, I'm going to tell you what I think now. So we don't have to go there.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
I like that, Ms. Burke. I like that. So you try not to put yourself in a predicament, so you could never have gotten caught up when Lawrence got caught up in. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I don't have time for that. I'm a grown woman.
Right. But let's just say.
Say what you mean and mean what you say. People will respect you better for it.
And I agree with you. Let me ask you the question. What if you were Kathy and now 8 months after you have sent out your invitations and everything for your wedding, and now Lawrence, we're putting you out there like that. Lawrence comes along, Ms. Burke, you're Kathy, and he comes and he takes you to dinner. He takes you to the most upscale place with all the ambiance there. You're in your early 20s, let's just say now, and, you know, here he is. He's still been smooth, but he says, baby, I got something I want to really share with you that's on my heart. And you're thinking that, you know, he's already found the place where you all going to live and everything. And then he drops this bombshell on you, Ms. Berg, as Kathy, and he tells you he's been seeing his ex for the last 4 months, and he just didn't want to hurt her. Before you pull out the knife on Ms. Berg, how are you going to handle that? Mm. You're Kathy now.
For clarity purposes, are we already in the public at the restaurant? And he's telling me this?
Yeah, wait a minute. Why should that make a difference? Because
it wouldn't matter.
Is it going to kill him in public or not? Okay.
It matters. Am I at the restaurant sitting down at the table getting ready to partake
in
the
meal? Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Okay. I am going to get up from my – I'm going to look at him like he's crazy. That's the first thing I'm going to do. Probably going to grab the napkin because I need something to squeeze. Because I can't hit him because I'm in public, so I still have to keep it classy.
Okay,
because I'm not going to embarrass myself.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to embarrass myself because of what he did.
Right.
I'm going to get up from the table. I'm going to ask him for the keys to the car. And then I'm going to leave.
He's going to give you the keys to his car?
He's going to give you the keys to that car. But you know what, Dr. Walker? I'm so sorry that I'm sure we didn't drive together. I don't think we drove together. I'm sure I drove
no,
my car.
No, right. He drove you there. Joshua, come on. Joshua, I got Ms. Burke. I got to interrupt you just a second. Joshua, let me bring you out there, Joshua. Joshua, how likely is it the man going to give her the keys to his car? And he already knows she's going to either scratch it up or she's going to wreck his car.
Or bust your windows. Don't forget about that one.
Bust the windows, right. Joshua. How likely is it that he's going to give up? Is he going to give up those keys?
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't give up.
No, Ms. Burke, he's not about to give you them keys.
Well, you know what? That's why they have Uber.
Right, okay, all right.
Uber. Right, they got Uber.
All right, that's fine. So how will you handle this now?
Honestly, I would be very upset, and I would be very hurt. I would probably be flabbergasted trying to figure out why is this conversation truly real? Are we really having this conversation? Did he really bring me out into such a nice restaurant, and I got all dressed up for this? I would be hurt, and I'm sure I would cry, but I think the best thing to do at that point would be to walk away. I'm not saying that she doesn't have to be angry and upset and hurt. You're going to be. That would just not be human for me not to say that. But I know me. If I'm Kathy, I'm not going to embarrass myself in a public restaurant. And obviously, to me, he is not a man for you to take her out into a restaurant in public in front of everybody, because you don't want her to go off in front of everybody. That's why you did it.
Right.
You figure if you put it in public, she won't act out.
Right.
That's not right.
Now,
but I'm not going to embarrass myself because of that.
And we understand that. Now, here's the unfortunate part of that. Here's the unfortunate part of that. Kathy is likely to forgive him and still want to see him to see how she can maybe fit in, win him over in terms of the competition, because now he has come clean and let her know. So now, Ms. Burke, you said earlier, you know, why take away her choice? Now she's got a choice, but her love is there. And life is so smooth, he knows that. Kathy can't just walk away just like that because her heart is there. She wants, and you said it earlier, you want to find out why. You want to find out, and that's what Kathy wants to do. And then she doesn't know what to believe because she now becomes confused. She becomes confused. Why did he do this here? And she wants to know why, and she's going to want to know why 100 times and more. Until she comes to some realization, but that realization is what takes time. That takes time. Her pain is so great that she wants to know why, and the only person she can get a why from, the answer, what she thinks she can get the answer from, is him. It's him. And Ms. Burke, so therefore, he says, well, look, I'll pick you up. I know you were angry, and I don't blame you. He's going to say all the right things. I don't blame you for being upset. I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go out by the beach, and let's just talk. And he says, what time? You know, you mind? He said, I understand if you want to say no. He's already playing her in her mind. And so he says, I'll pick you up. We'll go to the beach. And she says, okay. Because she's hurting. And the only one that she feels can heal her wound to give her the answer to why is him. So he takes her out there. He holds her. He starts his lying all over again. Baby, I didn't mean for this to happen. I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened, but you know what? I do love you. I realize now I love you so much. And you know what? Then he might even say, Ms. Bird, let's just pray about this. You know, he's gonna bring everything he can in here to try to smooth this over. And you know what? The sad part, she's gonna buy into it. Now what, Ms. Bird?
Well, you know what? At that point. Like I said earlier, at least it's her decision to make. At this point, I wouldn't judge Kathy and I wouldn't judge Lawrence. Now that she has the information is hers to do with what she chooses. And if she chooses to give that relationship another chance, I'm happy for her. Because now she's going in with her eyes wide open. She can't turn around and say, well, how could you? How could you do this to me? How could you do that to us? Because she has all the information. If she chooses to stay, then that's between her and Lauren.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phone lines again, then we're going to go take some more calls. Rose, we're going to bring you back in just for a second. Rose, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Walker.
Okay. Thank you for your patience, Rose, in trying to get in. Let me ask you, Rose, why would Kathy, you know, after still hurting, why would she go to the beach with him? Only to hear more lies.
I know. I think you put it correctly when you said that the only person that can actually, or that she thinks, can ease her pain or the hurt that she's feeling is the person that actually hurt her. And that is so true. And most times in life, that's what we all do. The person that hurts us is the person we go back to sometimes to get the healing. I don't know what sense it makes. It's just like a little baby. The mom might slap him or her, but that baby is running right back to the mom for comfort. Okay, so maybe it has to do with something like that. So I could understand her going to the beach with him because, you know, she's hurting. She probably needs some answers. She needs maybe to have some kind of closure because of how it happened right there in the restaurant. She didn't really get a chance to vent how she felt. She didn't get a chance to ask any questions as what happened or why. So maybe when she accepted the invitation to go to the beach, she had all of these in mind. She wanted some answers. But, of course, when she got there, he put a twist on all of this, you know. And she fell right back into it. And you know what? A lot of females, you know, as females, we have this, a lot of times we have this heart, you know. And sometimes I think, I honestly think sometimes we know that he's lying or he's not being totally honest, but maybe there's something inside of us that just wants to believe it, although we know it might not be the truth. You know, so maybe she kind of got caught up into that, and the fact is that she also, which is a big factor, that she loves him. Okay? She loves him. He knows that, and he's playing on that. That's
all right, we're gonna
that's just what it is.
Yeah, we're going to ask you to stand by, Rose. Ms. Bird, we got to bring you back in here, and we got to ask this question. I mean, see, that guy is so smooth. He already knows it. But guess what? To his now honesty, he already knows. Now he's got both women. And now, Joshua, I'm going to bring you back in just a second. I mean, it's like, well, at least now I don't feel as bad because at least I told her. I was honest with her. And that's up to her if she can't handle it. Now that's his arrogance to fit in now. Now, Ms. Burke, now what, Ms. Burke? Now what?
I'm going to go back and I'm going to say it again. I don't care if it's his arrogance. I don't care if it's what he wants, because that's what it all boils down to, Dr. Walker. He still has to make a make a decision. Like I said earlier, if Kathy chooses to take him back knowing what she knows, at this point I will say I wouldn't be upset with Lauren because not all the cards are on the table.
Right.
But here's an interesting question that we didn't ask. Does the ex know about Kathy? And what does she have to say? Or is just Lawrence is the only one that's in the know?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, remember,
you know
he's got
saying?
That insurance policy. Yeah, I do. He's got that insurance policy. So eventually, chances are, knowing a guy like Lawrence, because he's playing both of them, he will more than likely come out. He's going to more than likely come out and tell his ex because that's where his – he may tell his ex because that's where his true love. That's his true love, his ex. And so he's going to protect her. He's going to do everything that he can to protect her. That's what some men do. When they love that woman, they are not going to hurt the woman that they love. They will tell another woman multiple lies. Okay?
Right.
But the woman that they love, he's going to do everything that he can to protect her. Now, if a friend of his ex just so happens comes and tell her, the ex, that, oh, I saw Lawrence with this girl. Look like they were holding hands at the beach. And then his ex confronts him. He's going to say, you know, because she know he wasn't with her that Friday evening. Then when she confronts him, he's going to say, either that wasn't me or, or if she's got some pictures. That
well, you're preaching right now.
Exactly. Either she's got some pictures that proof. Then when he's cornered, he's gonna say, "Baby, you know what? I don't know what got into me that night. That probably was when we were broken up. We were probably broken up during that night."
And
you
wear
the hat, Doctor Walker. It's you.
Okay, you ready,
right,
Joshua?
Now.
Come on, Joshua. Tell us.
We gonna stay broken up too.
Yeah.
They probably was broken up. We gonna stay broken up.
Okay, but now
that's what's
listen. But now the ex, all right? Now he's gonna really try to pursue that ex, Ms. Burke. He's gonna really try to. Now she wants to break up with him again. Remember, now he's got his insurance policy with Kathy already, but now he's not feeling Kathy as much because now his true love is torn, and so now he's got to use everything he has. So he comes to her and he says, "Listen, baby, I'm so sorry. I can't remember when that was. And listen, that meant absolutely nothing to me. You know, that's like Smokey Robinson's song. Song where he says she's just a substitute. Okay, that's but listen,
wow.
I don't know what was going on, but that girl means absolutely. I can assure you, she means nothing to me. Nothing." And he says, "You are my world. You are the air that I breathe." And now his ex is going to fall for that just like Kathy. She's going to fall for that. Yes. She's going to fall for that like Kathy because now it's exciting for them to be back together. And now in her mind, he's trying to see whether she's confused. Maybe it wasn't him or she's confused that, you know, maybe she doesn't mean anything to him. I'm the main woman. And then she would say, "Look, I don't want to ever hear anything else about you and this girl. If you were seeing her, I don't want you to see her again. Can you promise me you will never see her again?" Baby, listen, I don't even remember her name. That's what he's going to tell her. I don't even remember her name. And you know I'm not going to be seeing her again. I will not do anything to hurt you in life, girl, because you are my world. Joshua, tell her. Miss Joshua,
wow.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Joshua, that's what you want to say to me?
I'm not wearing that.
You know,
Joshua, let me explain.
Joshua must have a significant other listening. He must have. Joshua don't want to explain. I don't blame you, Joshua. Go ahead, Miss Bird. That's what they do.
Joshua, let me explain something to you. When a woman loves you that much that you can even go back to me, that's a blessing. Just the idea that a man can go back. That's a blessing.
Right. That's
and
true.
Now, that's a blessing. It truly is. For her to be able to allow you to come back knowing that she was hurt so, you know,
right.
so significantly like that, that's a blessing for her to allow you to come back to grace her presence in something like that.
Mm.
So I think that if she did allow Lawrence to come back, at this point, I don't really know if there's anything that Lawrence can say that would allow him, that would make me let him come back.
Right.
But if she did, I think at that point, and the same thing with Kathy, I wouldn't be upset with Lawrence because, see, everything is out now. Everybody
right.
knows everything. And if
right.
they still choose, whether it be the ex or Kathy, to say, you know what, I love him, whatever, for whatever their reasons may be. And I'm not judging because I don't know their heart. But for whatever
right.
your reason may be, if that's your decision, that's your decision. Make your decision and stand by your decision. But you can't
right.
get mad at Lawrence down the line, though. You can't
right.
throw that in his face anymore because you know everything. And if you choose
right.
to stay, and you got to weather the storm.
Mm-hmm. You see, it's amazing, Ms. Barry. It's amazing. And I'm just throwing this out here, you know, how initially life was a monster, right? But all of a sudden now, you see,
that's only after the truth came out. That's
right.
Only after, if I say the truth comes out, then he's
right.
no longer the villain.
Right.
He's no longer the villain once he lets them know. Then they have to make it. Then at that point, they're the ones who need to make a decision. Do I continue to date this man?
And see, I think that's what Rose was saying. I think that's what Rose was saying over the air, that she doesn't know why women do that, but they fall prey to that, because now it's almost like even you, Ms. Burke, you know, you're saying you can't blame Lawrence anymore. You see, because Lawrence told the truth, even though Lawrence is the reason for this whole mess.
But see,
yes.
But what I'm saying is, even in his dishonesty, I wasn't
right.
just jumping on Lawrence. I'm an equal
right.
opportunity person here. If
right.
as long as Lawrence stuff is out, once he decided that, look, everybody knows what's going on and it's out,
right.
I still don't like what he did. But once
right.
everything is out, and then Cassie and the ex still decide, oh, you know what, that's my boo, I like what he do, I like how he do
right.
this. If they decide they still want to be with him, it's the truth. At that point, Lawrence is not the villain. He might be
okay.
a liar. He might be a liar, but he's not the villain.
All right. We got to go to the phone lines again. You know what we got? They told me I got 3 minutes before we start to close the show out. We got to go to 863.
Right.
We got to go to Tampa, 412. Go ahead. Who we have on here this evening? Welcome.
You got Mr. X.
Mr. X, thank you for joining us, Mr. X. Mr. X, give me your thoughts on tonight's broadcast.
Oh, yeah. I just listened to the young lady who just was talking, and then the man that's in the story. It
yes.
sounds like the old song. Since you brought up some old songs, it sounds like, what's that song? If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you miss.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the insurance policy.
Yeah.
That's the insurance policy. And so he's telling them what they want to hear, and they believe, for some reason, they believe it. So he's in until he gets caught.
But then the good part is there's no longer he has to wait to get caught. He's now presenting, at least to Kathy, but he's protecting his ex. And if he does
right.
get cornered where it turns out that the evidence is stacked against him, now he will come clean with her and begin to tell her. And Mr. X, tell me if I'm off balance. Is it likely he's going to destroy that relationship that he has with his ex? Is it likely that he's going to do that? No.
No.
You see that? Ms. Burke?
That'll say, you know I love you.
Wow. That's exactly what I'm talking about, Mr. X. That's why I said I will be Team Lawrence at this point, because he has told the truth. If they decide to fall for I love you, and you know how you know you're my boo, and I would never want to do anything to hurt you, you know, you the apple in my sauce, whatever.
Right.
If
exactly.
they go for that, that's not his fault.
Okay, there it is. They told me I'm out of time. We did not get to, there are several more comments that have come into the studio. Several more people that wanted to get in. This hour goes so fast. Let me just, while I've got you all on the line, start with, just quickly, we got to wrap it up in the next 2 minutes because we're over time now. Let me start with Rose. Rose, just quickly, give me your synopsis on why people don't, it's so difficult for people to be honest. Just quickly, Rose, and we're going to give Ms. Burke the last word.
They just don't want to lose what they have.
Mm.
They're afraid.
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Dennis, I'm sorry, Mr. X. I think that's Mr. X. That's, okay, we have one trying to get in. Mr. X, go ahead, give us just a synopsis. Why can't people be honest?
They hate to lose what they got, and they want to get more, and they don't want to give it up, even if it costs to be dishonest. If they can get the milk without buying the cow, that's what they'll do.
Okay. Okay, Joshua, give us your synopsis on why can't people be honest.
I agree with both of our featured guests.
I didn't hear that, Joshua.
We got a lot of background noise. But
yes, go ahead.
We
just muted it. Okay, all right. I still miss that, but let's go to the featured guests even. Perhaps we got some technical difficulties here. Ms. Burke, we're giving you the last word here. Why can't
You're
people
so
just simply be honest?
Well, as for Joshua, Joshua was saying you couldn't hear him, but I heard him. You asked him what did he think, and he said that he agreed with your featured guest, which would be me.
Okay, okay.
And that would be that, and I agree with what Mr. X said. People want their cake and want to eat it too, which is what I said earlier. They're afraid
right.
of what they're going to lose. They can't make a decision. They're extremely indecisive, so they keep people waiting in the wings. And that's just the bottom line. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. People want what they want when they want it without any consequences.
I agree. Listen, you know, we are clearly out of time. Just quickly here, I want to say we've got part two of this show coming up. We're going to try to get Ms. Burke back on here. That's coming out. Producer will let me know when that's available, and we're going to send it around the time when Ms. Burke will be available for the show. And we got some upcoming shows that you all really don't want to miss. We've got an upcoming show, Can You Really Stop Love on a Dime? You all really don't want to miss that show. Can you really stop, like in tonight's story, can Kathy really stop her love for Lawrence on a dime? No, not likely, not like that. And then we got another show coming up, and Ms. Burke, I would love to have you back for this one as well. You know, is anything wrong with having your cake and eat it too? We definitely, the producers
yes.
want me to have you back exclusively for that show. Is anything wrong? Because you started out by saying people want their cake and eat it too. What's wrong? Then that's going to be the question. What's wrong with having your cake and eat it too? Is anything wrong with that? And so those are some future shows. We got part two coming up of this. We've got Can You Really Stop Love on a Dime? And then is anything wrong with having your cake and eat it too? For now, we are clearly out of time. You're threatening me over here. And let me just say this here. I want to go ahead and, as always, thank my co-host, Joshua Jackson, for being on tonight. Those of you all, we thank Rose and we thank Mr. X. Those of you all that tried to get in, we do apologize for not being able to get to you in the comments, the multitude of comments that you all sent in. The show goes so fast. Get your comments in early. Get your calls in early. Press 1. And last but not least, I want to thank my very special guest, my featured guest, Mrs. Tanya Burke. Thank you so very much. We certainly look forward to her being back on the air
You're
with
welcome.
Us in the upcoming weeks. Thank you so very much. To my listening audience, join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program, which is every Friday from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you choose to bypass this Friday, join us again live back here next Tuesday for the Dr. Jason Park Show. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Have a good evening, everybody.
Good night. God bless.
Good night.